Yeah. Ross, I'm curious how you would respond to this poll question we asked the audience. Certainly, we've been asking this the last couple of years as one of the key questions, I think, in management of these patients, which is you've got a patient with an EGFR mutation, it gets 150 milligrams of erlotinib, does well, responds, and after a year starts to develop slow, asymptomatic, but definite disease progression. The audience is pretty split about whether to keep erlotinib going or not. We can talk about getting them on a trial of new agents, but how do you approach this outside a trial setting, Ross?
So obviously in some situations you just have one area that's progressing and everything else is suppressed, and there we tend to use local therapy. But let's assume this is more widespread, slow progression. I used to do the first, which is to stop the erlotinib and switch to chemotherapy. And then in the absence of any data other than a thought experiment, I've changed maybe in the last 12 months to actually keeping the erlotinib going and adding in the chemotherapy. And the thought experiment is this, that the next mechanism of resistance is generated when cells turn over. So everything I can do to suppress every possible clone from turning over is probably a good thing. So if I take the erlotinib away, I'm raising the specter that a whole bunch of more suppressed cells will suddenly join the gang that the chemotherapy has to attack. So I add in now.
You do the same thing with crizotinib, incidentally.
I do, in the absence of any data, yes.